Dydd da, otter ni, gans, disgyns, trebek, warnigans. Hello, here we are with lesson 33. Now we're doing the past tense at the moment. In the last lesson, we looked at the form of past, which is or, which is comolic or he. Cloudy was she. Glib or he. Wet was she. Fatal or angewa. How was the weather? There is another past tense form of the past tense. Now, the one that we've been doing denotes a state of being, or it was as a state of being. So it's similar in a way to the difference between u is a ma is. So in the past tense, me or squithes, I was tired. Me aver squithes also means I was tired, but this means I was tired out by something happening. Me aver squithes Gansel. I was tired by him. He'd obviously been doing something which really tired me. No comments. Me aver squithes Gansel. I aver cymeris the vez. They were taken away. Someone had done the action of taking them away. I aver cymeris the vez. Another form of the past, this is for to go. The verb mors. The past tense is quite different from most other past tenses in Cornish. You could use, we have done me a rig mors, I went, but there's a short form of this, me eth, I went. Me eth tre, I went home. You could also say me a rig mors tre, but this form is me eth tre, used more frequently in conversation. Ti eth the vez, you went away. You could say ti a rig mors the vez, you went away. But this is ti eth the vez. You went away. So you just go through using this with me, ti, ev, he, ni, hui, e. Just put those in front of it. This is going to be a shorter lesson because there's something different. So go through it several times. Darweles, nesapriz.